that time of the show that I bring you something I'm loving. And this is something I've loved for a very long time. I'm excited to introduce my next guest. It is Áine. She is a tarot reader. Áine, thank you so much for taking the time.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Not at all. Before we jump into my reading, I want to ask a few questions about this.
Absolutely.
My first one would have to be, what is the difference between fortune telling and reading of the cards?
Well, I would say, I feel like fortune tellers are kind of psychic, like they can sometimes talk to, you know, deceased loved ones and things like that. And they can maybe tell you exactly on Tuesday at 3 p.m. this will happen, you know, they're a little bit more in detail. Whereas tarot is very much just taking your energy and giving you guidance.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when did you get into this? When did you start knowing, okay, I love this, this is what I want to do?
Yeah, so my mom and like all my aunties, all my, the kind of women in my family have always been super spiritual. So I've kind of grown up with this kind of hippy-dippy stuff. And then about 4 years ago, when kind of tarot was all over TikTok, my mom said, what do you want for Christmas? And I had no idea. So I said, give me tarot cards, why not? And I was just giving my friends tarot readings and they were like, Áine, this is really accurate. What the hell? And I decided to just make a little Instagram account. I think readings at that time were like Fiverr for everyone. And yeah, it's just grown so organically. So yeah.
I love it. I love it. I do. Yeah. I was telling you off air there that I always do it online and I read my cards and I'm really, really intrigued for this. So we have cleared the room. Mel is gone in to the other room. She's giving me a thumbs up for the energy, just to be two of us. So I'm going to let you begin and I'm going to let you read my cards, okay?
Amazing.
And we can chat a little bit afterwards. So I told her before we came on air to just give me the most honest, whatever comes up in the cards, it does not matter. So I'm ready. Do I have to do anything? I just have to...
Not at all. Just be open to what the cards have to say.
Okay, perfect.
Right. I'm going to shuffle them.
Yeah, take your time.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
All right. This is super interesting. Okay. So first up, we have the Four of Swords. And this can represent a lot of anxiety and stress. So you're probably feeling a little bit overwhelmed. Now, this could be a past card because it's our first one. So might have been the past. But it represents feeling very anxious and overwhelmed, but this card is more to do with your mental state than anything actually wrong. So you just really need to, I know easier said than done, but kind of take a deep breath and look at your problems, the things you're anxious about logically, and then you can just plan for the future and it will be okay. It's not actually telling us that anything is wrong, just that you're feeling quite anxious, which is a positive. Things are going well, you're just feeling anxious, okay? You're feeling overwhelmed. So
that's pretty accurate. That is pretty accurate. I just got a podcast off the ground, so
okay.
That has definitely had me a little overwhelmed.
Well, it's all right and it's going to go well. You just need to get the anxiety under control and you'll be okay. Everything is fine. And then next we have the Hermit card. Okay, so this can mean a few different things. So just take whatever resonates for you. Firstly, it can represent like a very mature and knowledgeable person. So you might be seeing a therapist or it could be me, like a tarot reader. It's kind of getting guidance from someone. So that might be something you're doing. It can also represent needing to take time alone. So kind of maybe after like a difficult situation, like, you know, you might lie in bed for a week after a breakup, that type of thing, or even just feeling not as sociable as usual. You want to sit in and watch Netflix. You don't want to go out with the girls. You know, you're just not feeling sociable and that's okay. And it can represent a lot of kind of soul searching. You're kind of thinking, who am I? What are my goals here? What do I want? And you kind of need to take time out of the daily grind to figure that out.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
It does.
Okay.
100%.
Alrighty. And then lastly, we have the Strength card. And this is all about inner strength. So overcoming the obstacles that we face in relation to our own inner anxieties and not believing in ourselves. So you're maybe second guessing yourself, not really believing in yourself at the moment. And this card is telling you, be patient with yourself, be compassionate, take the time to really gain this confidence and believe in yourself and you will get there. Now, it can also represent trying to tame someone else if they're a bit wild, like say you're trying to get your boyfriend to stop smoking or something like that. And the advice is it's not done by trying to dominate them, like don't be nagging and giving out and for God's sake, you were smoking earlier. Instead, you have to kind of gentle parent this person. You have to kind of very gentle coaxing and positive reinforcement, you know.
Like, okay.
Oh, well done, you didn't smoke and I'm really proud of you, you know, things like that. So yeah, basically just overcoming some anxiety, which is seems to be the worst thing. So that's actually a positive, because things in life are going well. It's just dealing with the anxiety and maybe needing to take some time out and gain that confidence.
And be alone.
Yeah.
That is very true. That is so true.
Yeah.
I love that. And like, do you just draw, like, what card comes out? You have the belief that that's the card that's meant to come out for you.
Yeah, so it sounds a bit creepy, but the way I see it is I'm kind of the vessel that your energy will flow through. So you're open to what the cards have to say, so your energy flows through me and then into the cards as I shuffle, and they pop out. The ones that you need pop out when I'm shuffling.
How many cards do you normally pull?
Well, it can really depend. It could be 3 cards, which I just did for you there. That's a kind of a just general kind of gauge. I can do 5 cards, and then I have some big readings, which are 12 cards.
Wow.
All types of general. Yeah.
How many am I getting today?
As many as you like.
Let's go
as
one more.
As many as you like.
Let's go one more.
Do you have any certain like topics, certain questions?
let me think. I think I'd love to know if I'm on the right path.
Okay. Perfect.
I'm so intrigued in this.
Oh, we got the Chariot card. This is really interesting. I feel the Chariot card kind of always goes with the Strength card. So I think you are. The Chariot card, basically, imagine like back in Roman or Greek times or whenever people use chariots. Imagine a soldier, you know, racing towards battle on this chariot, but they hit a pothole and they kind of wobble on the chariot and they think, oh no, am I going to fall over? But they don't. They balance again. This is a metaphor for how you need to go through life. So you're racing around, you know, you're on the radio, you're doing your thing, and then you might hit a pothole, meaning a bad thing in life. You know, you might get dumped, or, you know, somebody on the radio might not be able to come in or whatever. Something bad might happen. You need to remember, okay, I can either let this completely crash and, like, I'll be completely on the ground. The chariot's, you know, on the ground. I've fallen over. I've let it completely overwhelm me. Or you can think, okay, I'm going to remain balanced. This has happened. It's not ideal, but I'm going to keep going, you know? So I think you are on the right path, but just stop letting things get you down. Stop letting yourself get anxious.
Oh my God, yeah. This is very accurate. I'm not going to lie. It really, really is. Like, honestly, I am that person that worries. I am that person that tries to, you know, not stop in my tracks and let the little, they're just life's, yeah, you know, challenges, everyday 100%. Challenges. Oh my God, I love, absolutely love this. So tell me, where can our listeners go follow you, get in contact with you if they wanted their cards read?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's Tarot's by Anya. So Tarot's by Anya, no capitals. I'm on Instagram and TikTok. Instagram is the best, really. I do offer readings via voice notes because I'm in Limerick and I don't drive, not yet anyway. So it's super, super simple. Just pop me a DM, payment through Revolut, and I can send you your reading via voice note, and then you have it forever as well. I also, for hen parties or birthdays, I do come to events. You can book me in. I'm actually doing a hen party soon, so that's really exciting.
It's a really good idea.
So yeah.
Amazing stuff. Anya, thank you so much for taking the time today to read my cards, and best of luck with everything in the future.
Thank you so much.